football is one of the best sports that reflects life, I think. It shows that there's never going to be an easy moment. Everybody has to go through the struggle. That's one of the main ways that it does reflect life.
Heck of a metaphor, and you just spelled out the season, because 7-1, while it wasn't easy, it looked easy, and 1-5 since has looked anything but. This is a perfect example of the roller coaster ride that is the NFL season.
At the end of the day, it's what you learn through the challenges that you come across. What we're just learning about this adversity and how to get through it and come back from it means a lot more than rolling through everybody to, you know, 16-0 or whatever it would be.
Heck, though, it was sure was fun, wasn't
it? It would be nice.
Yeah, but the first 8 sure was fun.
Well, and you learn, too, when you win, how to handle winning. Because as we see now, at some point, that could easily stop, and the margin is so small going either way.
How do you describe playing middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears?
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, how do you?
It's very fast-paced.
Throwing to Zach Miller. He is wrapped up and dropped by Nick Roach.
You have to be concentrating the whole game, because you're in charge of any adjustment that needs to take place. So it could be based on what the quarterback says, or, you know, if he looks at this guy this way and you feel like you need to get the defense in a different situation, it's all up to you to start it.
Do you see yourself in a starting role for this organization sometime, some way, in the middle linebacker position?
Honestly, I don't know. If you had asked me, you know, 5 years ago if I'd ever played on this defense in the starting lineup, I probably would have said no.
What are you most proud of? Football-wise?
I'm most proud of being able to just earn the respect of the great players that I play with. These legendary guys in our locker room, being able to have legitimate friendships with them, just hang out with them, and be respected by people that, you know, football community respects so highly, I think is a big deal.
So how does a guy from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who is an outstanding basketball player and has multiple interests beyond the game, managed to find his way into the NFL undrafted and land in this city? Yeah.
Got there. I can't take any credit for it, honestly. I never imagined myself even playing in college, let alone playing in the NFL.
So you honestly did not think you'd grow up to be an NFL player?
Not only did I not think, I didn't. It was not a possibility. Like, I just, you know, how many big-time football players do you know from inner city of Milwaukee?
So how tough was it for you and your family?
You know, you hear all these bad stories about any type of ghetto type of neighborhoods and situations, and ours was typical, you know, drug-related gang activity. It was never really an option for me to get involved in that, even though, you know, if it was my friends or my neighbor that got shot down in front of our house. To think back on where you came from when, you know, we had cinder blocks as our fence and we had a German Shepherd tied up to the tree as the, you know, security system. It's just funny to look back.
So some higher being keeps opening your doors.
Yeah, and I keep letting them open. Just make sure not to stand in front of it.